Nearly 2 dozen people had already asked questions, some tough, some rambling, over the course of an hour when a 12-year-old boy stepped to the microphone. His forehead was sweaty and he shuffled his feet, but when he finally spoke, his voice was clear.
Good evening, my name is Darius Kearney. Now, I was going to ask, what's the point of moving students from a different district school of which is not in your neighborhood back to the neighborhood in which they cannot work better in?
Darius is just one of the thousands of students in Southeast Raleigh assigned to schools outside of his neighborhood. But he likes the chance he's gotten at his school north of the Beltline. Last year, the school board voted to dismantle the diversity policy that Darius says works well for him. A few months ago, they hired Tony Tata as superintendent. Not surprisingly, the crowd here believes Tata is an extension of the board and an enemy to diversity.
It sort of perplexes me, but I understand the question when I get asked about, am I going to protect the children? Am I going to value diversity? Of course. Of course I am.
Most of the parents and community members came to this forum with their minds already made up about Tata, conservative former general, commentator on Fox News. But he's also the son of two teachers, a middle child, and a former wrestler at West Point. He'll need all of those experiences in guiding a district so divided and tense that a school board meeting erupted in violence just 7 months ago.
You are under arrest. Don't resist. You're under arrest.
Seth Keel was one of the students led away from that meeting in handcuffs. He's a junior at Middle Creek High School in Cary, and he was one of the organizers of the forum at Martin Street Baptist. He says Tata's willingness to meet with everyone is a good first step.
It's very good to see him reaching out to the community, but I think that it's more than that, and so he needs to deliver on his promises and the promises of keeping diversity in schools while still getting higher student achievements.
Tata took tough questions for 2 hours and seemed ready to stay as long as anyone wanted to air a grievance or offer an opinion. He came off as a patient listener, and while he may not have changed anyone's mind about the school board, many came away with the sense that hating Tata was premature. Abe Jones is a state superior court judge.
I want to thank you for coming. I respect the fact you've come, and I'm willing to give you a chance, because I think we all should.
That chance is all Tata says he's asking for, and he seemed pleased afterwards.
I think I've been welcomed by this community with open arms, no matter what corner of it I go to. So, I absolutely feel like I should be evaluated on what I do, not what I say.
Tata will now transition from saying to doing. He has formed a task force to try to design a new student assignment policy. He vows to embrace the effort put forth in the plan created by education consultant Michael Alves that does not concentrate too many low-performing students in one school. When Tata's plan is released in late spring, he says it will not divide the community but bring it closer together. And he vows to come back to places like Martin Street Baptist Church and hear what everyone thinks of him then. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.